Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seats with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
For some reason, I like how they enunciate "in his teeth." I like that part. I don't know why. Hey, everybody. Oh, just because it's a lighter crowd doesn't mean we're going to have a conversation. Don't try to talk to me directly. Thank you very much. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on Tuesday, December 4th, Two Oceans 12. I went up on that to rile you guys up. So tonight is the Comedy Bang Bang final show, Nativity Pageant. It's an annual Christmas show that they do. It's over at the Ricardo Montalban Theater, where all the seats are made of Corinthian leather. And it's a big show tonight, and it overlaps. So it starts at 8 o'clock, and we start at 7:30 and go to 8:15. So... this is, Jordan, back me up on this, probably the smallest crowd for Doug Loves Movies that in the history of the show. Yeah. So, and people are clapping. Yeah! Finally! We got the intimate show we've always wanted. Having to elbow those other 40 or 50 fucks. Because this place isn't that big to begin with. So, it's interesting. It feels, I think this is going to be a fun show nonetheless, and I do appreciate you guys being here, but I guess it's just between a lot of the people being at that other show and then also the confusion of there's no more Comedy Bang Bang. So what is the future of Doug Loves Movies here at UCB next year? We will still be doing most Tuesdays, just like it's been going. Some Tuesdays I'll be out of town or something, but most Tuesdays, but at a new time. Let's see how Jordan feels about this. 7 o'clock.
Perfect.
Yeah. You like that better? All right. So the show will go from 7 to 7:45. It's not going to be longer because of the new time slot. The new time slot is so that the new weekly stand-up show called Put Your Hands Together. Yeah, that's what it's called. I'm not asking you to clap. Put Your Hands Together can start each week at 8 o'clock. And it's going to feature a lot of the comics you've been accustomed to seeing on Comedy Bang Bang and here on Doug Loves Movies, because a lot of the same comics are still going to want to come out and do sets on Tuesday nights. And the deal still stands. Anyone with a seat for put your, you know, a ticket for put your hands up together. Put your hands up together. Let's just call it PYHT and get it over with. Anyone with a ticket to PYHT can stay, you know, if they come to see Douglas movies, can then stay in their seat and have a good seat for the rest of the night and not have to go outside and get in line. So that's the status starting January 8th. Next week, regular show at 7:30. Then you could stay. Who cares about what's on after me? Next week, come out. It's going to be a really fun show, super fun show. And then, of course, on the 18th is 12 Guests of Christmas, and that's already sold out. So come the week before if you missed out on that. Since last I spoke and you listened, I participated in a live recording of Pete Holmes' You Made It Weird podcast at Cobb's in San Francisco, and I saw a preview screening of Zero Dark Thirty. One was the nail-biting story of a group of men trying to stop a monster, and the other was Zero Dark Thirty. Let's look in the prize bag, everybody. We've got Just Dance 3. That's fun. We've got a t-shirt that we'll show you when the guest gets out here and explains it. We've got 5 copies of a CD because that particular guest didn't understand how this works. So the winner's going to get 5 copies of the same CD. And just because I got it in the mail for your consideration, the script for the movie The Sessions. Yeah, I saw the movie The Sessions and I liked it, but I don't need to read it. It doesn't seem necessary. And then, of course, Doug Benson's Smug Life and some Doug Benson buttons, Douglas Movies buttons that I'm on the bag that the buttons came in. It said a Twitter name, so I'll tell you that name in one of the weeks to come because they're nice little buttons and I appreciate that. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me in welcoming Lenin Parham, Jason Mantzoukas, and T.J. Miller. Oh, more gifts from Lenin.
Started off like a professor.
Okay, first of all, Lenin, I apologize for how little you're going to get in this evening. How little opportunity you're going to have to speak, so let's just say hi to you first. Lenin Parham is here, everybody.
Yay. Yeah, girl.
And she brought not only the first pregnancy to the show.
What's up?
In the history of the show.
I was going to say, she's gained weight.
Baby.
I just thought.
Baby.
I'm glad. I was glad to find that out.
Yeah. The baby cooking in there.
How far along is it?
This is public. 4.5 months.
Oh, okay. So you're going to be one of those skinny pregnant ladies.
I hope so.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope you get like obese in the last month. Skinny all the
just
way through and then
obese
yeah. in a month.
But just like in my face.
Is it fun getting to eat anything you want?
I can't actually eat anything I want. There's a lot of shit I can't eat at all.
You can't eat cigarettes.
Yep. No. Nope.
You really shouldn't. That's true.
You can't eat booze pops.
No.
No.
Which are frozen
booze
popsicles.
With a popsicle stick in it.
You got it.
Booze pops.
You brought a copy of Just Dance 3.
That's right, for the Wii.
Yeah.
Why?
Featuring Katy Perry's California Girl, so it's real current.
I believe my nieces just asked for Just Dance 5 for Christmas.
Oh, God.
So that's where we're at in the Just Dance spectrum.
That's like trying to rock out to this, like, Now is Music. What is this called?
Yeah, Now is Music.
What is it called?
Now that's what I call Music 17.
Which volume, yeah. I think they're up to 40-something.
But everybody abbreviates to Now is Music.
Well, it's the longest title. You can't remember it. Now that's what I call me. Now I'll tell you what I think is really some of the hot hits at this point. 17. That's how long the title feels to me.
So you think you could go out on the floor and cut a rug better than anyone else? Longer versions, right? Isn't that what we're doing?
I love longer versions.
Hashtag longer versions. That was TJ Miller with the long thing there. And he brought five copies of the T.J. Miller, the extended play EP.
It's failing miserably, Doug. It's the most colossal failure.
But people love it, though.
People do love it, but they won't pay a goddamn dime for it. I'm in debt over $270,000. I bought every single one of those beats, and I paid 15 young Japanese women to write the lyrics over the course of 6.5 months.
Jason Mantzoukas, you guys, he brought this weird shirt.
Why is it weird?
Because it's the ladies' boobies and shorty shorts.
I love those.
And a lot of American flag imagery.
Because I'm a fucking patriot.
On every part.
And some white sort of space next to her body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is this something you can buy on the walk over here?
Nope. I bought that in Palm Springs.
Yeah.
You'll see.
Planning ahead?
If you look closer, the woman has a Palm Springs tattoo on her.
Oh, okay.
I believe.
Yeah, a heart with Palm Springs on it.
Bought it in Palm Springs. Thought I was going to wear it as a hilarious joke to the pool. Did not wear it. Became very self-conscious when I put it on. And I was like, I'm going to go down to the pool and wear it. And then I was like, nope.
I love the moment of you looking in the mirror being like, no-go. This is a no-go.
Every step of the way, I was like, this is hilarious. This is hilarious.
Hold it up to yourself and show everybody what it would have looked like.
I was wondering if you'd had intercourse in it. Because imagine how bizarre that would be to make love to him as his upper torso was a pretty good-looking lady. With a rope belt.
This is fucking nice.
I like the realism of like the pockets hanging down below the cutoff shorts.
Who has that little denim and that much rope? That ratio.
I mean,
completely off.
Right? Why even put the pockets in? Like, you had an option. It's not based in it's not a photo.
I do love it. And I love it. My favorite part of this is that the top of your thighs are also women's thighs. Like, that's sexy. Like,
and then it gets into fucking hairy legs. This is where I was like, this is a home run idea. I'm going to buy this.
Yeah,
I'm
can only imagine, like, in shorts, what that would look like.
I put it on with my bathing suit, and then I was like, nope. No, this is untenable. I can't do this.
Well, to be fair, you were in a Speedo.
I was in a Speedo. No, I was. To be fair, I was balls out, just naked. Just fucking
naked. Did the tip of your penis hang just below the bottom of the shirt?
No.
It looks like the end of the rope belt.
No, I wish. I wish it did, but the tip of my penis.
Who's your turtle friend? Who's that lizard cyclops?
Why is there a button down low there?
Why are you keeping the turtle between your thighs to warm him because he has hypothermia?
The only way to
there's never a riff that you just walk away from ever. You're just like you fucking jump in. Yeah, you finished it off.
Full circle.
And we all need now some natural calm, the anti-stress drink.
Yeah,
that's another prize that Lennon brought.
You guys, I nailed it tonight. You have to have a wee, and you have to be real stressed out.
Well, you're going to be freaked out from all the dancing.
That's right.
In order to get to sleep that down. Night.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. You have to have a natural calm
drink. It's a raspberry lemon flavor.
Which worked up sweating to Katy Perry's California Girls. I love that film.
The David Lee Roth video?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Have you been in the movies of late, T.J. Miller?
No, but we were going to watch Lincoln. I found a screener of Lincoln, and we were going to watch that, but then instead, I watched The Producers, the Mel Brooks film, and that is a lot of fun. Have you guys seen that?
With D.O. Ridge.
What?
With Matthew Broderick and Nathan Lane, right?
No. Zero
Well, now I've been made to feel bad.
Gene Wilder.
Yeah.
And...
it's pretty great.
Pretty great movie.
It's really fun. And then I tried to watch Rhinoceros, which is also with Gene Wilder and Zero Mostel. And it was, I didn't understand it at all.
Yeah,
it was so bizarre.
It's called Rhinoceros.
Yeah, it's a Eugene the Unesco.
It didn't make any sense at all, that movie. Not a fan. Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.
We're done with you.
Thanks for having me.
Jason, have you seen any movies? Like, have you seen Giraffe or Elk?
Oh, boy. I saw Albatross, which is a British movie. I saw the best movie of the year, which is called Rust and Bone. It's really? The new Jacques Audiard movie.
Nobody
made.
Here has seen
I know.
It.
Did nobody, not it's one not. Person. It's coming out right now. It's French.
Is that the one with the old lady? They say might get nominated for best actress because
no, I
and be the oldest of all time.
Oh no! I bet that's the. I bet that's the Amour. I bet that's oh, that woman yeah, from the right. Michael Haneke movie. Right. It's no. This is the guy that did A Prophet. Did anybody see A Prophet?
Oh, that's, that movie's heavy.
That movie's fucking intense, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The razor blade in the mouth scene. Holy shit! Right. Okay, so this is another movie that is as physically intimidating as intense as A Prophet was. This movie is like an emotional gauntlet. It is a disaster of like horrible emotional intensity, and it's fucking awesome. It's a
it's in 3D.
Where is it playing?
There was 3D, a screening right? of it. There's a screening of it, and there's it's now going to be out, I think, or is maybe already out in like random theaters.
It'll but be, yeah, it'll be available.
Go
soon.
See it for an emotional roller coaster.
It's yeah. fucking awesome. I also saw the best movie of the year.
Wait, wait, wait.
Called Wreck-It Ralph.
Which one was... Yeah, Wreck-It Ralph is great.
I was going to use that as a joke reference.
Nope. No joke reference. Movie is a fucking home run.
Yeah.
Emotional intensity to the degree that I have never felt.
What if you're just a really sensitive guy? So anything you see?
A harrowing journey of emotional intensity. Wreck-It Ralph.
Did you see Maximum Rush?
I also saw the best movie of the year called Maximum Rush. Joe Gordon-Levitt, Bikes. Is that that one?
Yeah. Is that what it's called?
No.
Premium Rush.
Premium Rush.
Joe Gordon-Levitt, remake of Quicksilver. That's right. You
I
know
love
what I'm
his
talking
movie,
about.
Absolute Fast.
Premium Rush
is the one where he's in a hurry to not eat.
Premium Rush is just like... Premium Rush is like a title that's just supposed to attract idiots. You're yeah. like, I want to have that feeling. Like, it doesn't say anything about the film. It's just like,
yeah.
Trust me, it's going to be a wild ride.
I want to know the guys that walk out of that movie. They're like, see, bro? I told you. Premium Rush.
For a moment, I thought that Rush wasn't going to be completely premium.
And it like, I thought it was just going to be like fucking regular Rush.
Yeah. But turns then a out, bus almost hit him.
Turns out, Premium Rush.
Now go on the bus hitting
I him. Also saw the worst movie of the year, Silver Linings Playbook.
I said backstage, I won't see a film with that many syllables in the title. You know? I've had that policy. Years now.
Oh, really? Because backstage, you said 6 weeks.
Well, each week has felt like an emotional roller coaster.
That's why you wouldn't go with me to see the Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus.
Did you just fall asleep?
He fell asleep on his own podcast.
That's right.
With a pregnant woman.
I got confused between the Heath Ledger movie
the
and
event.
The Dustin Hoffman movie. What was his called? Hoffman.
Of Dr. Parnassus.
The Imaginarium.
No. The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus.
No, it wasn't.
No, that's what it's called.
Dr. Parnassus.
No,
isn't it?
No, the one with Natalie Portman.
Yeah. Mr. Magorium.
Magorium's Emporium.
Mr. Magorium's Emporium. Couldn't be Mr. Hop's Shop.
That would be a great film.
Had to be
Welcome
a guy.
To Mr.
My
Hop
name's
Shop.
Magorium. I guess I gotta open an emporium.
The Hop Shop.
I'm as pigeonholed as the Wetzel's Pretzel guy.
Doug?
Doug? Yeah.
Doug, are you okay?
Doug, have you been drinking this calm energy drink?
This is the calmest I've ever been on this show. I'm super duper calm. Have you been to the movie?
Are you
Glenn
still doing that documentary? What? Super Calm Me?
Yes.
Super Calm Me.
Yeah, it's
he's just even keeled.
Xanax all day, just every day.
Another day, pretty calm.
For 30 days, I think.
30 days of calm?
Maybe a few years now.
You're just on the phone with AT&T. You're like, that's fine. That seems fine. That seems fair.
Okay.
That seems fair and balanced as well.
I did. Thanks for asking. I saw the Silver Linings Playbook, but I enjoyed it much more than this guy.
Boo.
Wait, yeah, so wait a
you
second.
Still
Let's
like
have
it.
A little debate.
I thought it was
here.
Fine. I just didn't think it was. Everybody's like wet for this movie, and I think it's
There's
just
a lot
okay.
of chemistry. I think they have an amazing chemistry.
It got shut out by the New York critics.
I thought she was good. I thought he was fine.
She looks good.
Otherwise,
yeah. her tits have never looked better.
Her tits are fucking
out
as
of
nice as my jersey.
Oh, you can tell that from the poster,
I was
right?
like, not enough dancing.
Cut to, there's more dancing.
Really? There wasn't really, though. I mean,
the dance competition
is you see one other competitive team.
Yeah, and the dance competition is introduced like at the end of the second act. And it's like, oh, do you want to do that dance thing? Yeah, let's do that for 15 minutes and then wrap the movie up.
But if you listen like you're supposed to do to women, you find out in the beginning that she's a really good dancer. And her dead husband would never dance with her.
How dare you spoil that very long title movie?
Spoiler alert, her husband is dead.
You find that out right away, guys.
Yeah, it's in the first page of the playbook.
It's on the cover. Nobody
even uses the playbook.
Yes, he does. He references it. Listen.
This is a real...
This is why you didn't get it, because you
whatever,
checked
guys.
In. You got to check in.
We'll it's be back those... with Jason and Lennon debate what to expect when you're expecting. After this...
I didn't see it.
I also saw Safe House and the end of Some Kind of Wonderful.
What did you think of Safe House?
Safe House was actually a thrilling roller coaster of
was it
emotional...
Heroin?
Yes, absolutely.
I saw Safe House.
It made the weeks...
It was pretty good news.
Yeah.
I really like it when
Denzel is
crazy.
I think you just liked it because it ended with Some Kind of Wonderful. Like you watched that right after
right.
and that lifted
right.
the whole experience
right.
up.
Yeah.
Because that's so great at the end.
What kind of wonderful does it end up being?
She gets the hearing.
Well, you know, it's John Hughes decided that he ended Pretty in Pink the wrong way.
Yeah.
When he made it. He literally made Pretty in Pink and then was like, oh, fuck. I think I just fucked up. I just completely... She should have wound up with Ducky, and then she like shafts Ducky for Blaine or whatever. Oh, no, I think I fucked up. So he made Some Kind of Wonderful to remedy that.
Yes.
But don't compare...
Same thing with Uncle Buck, Curly Sue.
Yep. That's not true.
Curly Sue.
You can't compare.
You should watch Curly Sue words. Again.
Oh, yeah? Is it underrated, Curly Sue?
It's a real classic.
That girl is such a little firecracker.
She is.
Jesus Christ.
You can't stop her, except at the end of that movie when she never worked again.
Well, she dies. Her father dies.
Oh, shoot.
Is Curly Sue here? Is Curly Sue here?
Curly, are you here?
Curly. First name Curly, last name Sue.
Just this elderly redhead is like, I'm here.
Wait, she's elderly?
Yeah, no, she
is. Yes, I aged.
How did she
every
age?
Every week for me was a year. Because it's been such a harrowing journey.
She's in that new movie, Amour. She's up for that.
She's okay. All right.
She's the same, the oldest woman.
I love the title of that movie.
Amour?
Yeah, I love it. Love every goddamn syllable of it.
Well, Amour.
Can anyone pronounce the name of the girl that's in Beast of the Southern Wild?
Nope.
Dikembe Mutombo?
Taylor Swift.
Quajume. Quadrophone.
If I saw it, I
Qual.
One Direction.
Qualcomm Stadium. But whatever her name is, they say she might get nominated for Best Actress to be the youngest nominee ever.
Younger than Anna Paquin from The Piano.
Of course.
She was
Paquin!
Wait, younger still. Oh, that's supporting actress for Paper Moon.
Tatum O'Neill?
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll all take off. Doug did just fall asleep again.
Hey, that time with his eyes open.
He's dead.
Does anyone reindeer for games?
Uh-oh.
One guy laughed. I guess he wasn't here last week. You know, I changed it to reindeer for games for the holidays.
I think that's great.
Yeah, I think,
I think that's real great, man.
Jason's right. I mean,
I'm fucking stoked for you.
That is a great switch up. It keeps the holidays fun, keeps them guessing.
Listeners are like, fuck, they really did this around the holidays.
Listeners will listen to this years from now and go, that was one of those holiday ones.
Yeah.
I remember it true.
I was on a plane with Jackie Weaver from Silver Linings Playbook.
And Animal Kingdom.
Yeah. She's amazing in Animal Kingdom.
She's really good.
In Silver Linings, she's a little like, you know, she does a good job, I guess, but her character is rather ineffectual.
It's a little hammy.
You kind of wonder what's going on with that character.
Yeah.
but I didn't say anything to her for that very reason.
You didn't know if the only thing
I'd ever seen her in was Animal Kingdom, I would have been, hey, you're awesome.
Yeah.
But instead, I was just like, why even start talking to someone that I might say something negative to?
Yeah.
Do you talk to the people you don't know for long times, or would it be okay if you just said, "Hey, you were great. You were great, and I really enjoyed you in one movie." Could you just and then
that's
leave?
What I
is that
like,
what you would have done? Just touch someone's face?
I always touch people inappropriately, immediately, especially if I don't know them or like if I'm nervous. Yes.
Really?
I'll be like, "Hey," and immediately touch them, and then that freaks them out immediately. It's great.
People must be starting to touch you now, right? To touch the baby.
I haven't had too many fingers on it yet.
Ooh, about how many? She gave me a wink. I like that. Hello.
We'll check it out later.
Would you say it's in the high teens?
No.
No, it's a single digit.
Single digit.
Oh, you got a lot of pokers. You got a lot of people just poking it.
Are people like, "Let me get my fingers on that baby"?
I need to get my fingers on that belly.
I gotta get my fingers on
Jessica
that baby.
Jessica St. Clair will put her full name palm drop. On it.
Name drop.
And push it like full back to my spine.
To your spine.
Do you think she's damaging
this? Trying to do what? Yeah, what's she doing?
She's just like,
I bet she's
jealous.
She's jealous of the baby too.
She heard if it's a boy and you do that, it makes the dick bigger. That's true. Did you guys know that?
It makes them what?
It makes the penis larger.
It like blows it out or something.
Well, it shifts the matter down.
Do you think if you're having
this conversation cannot be good for the child?
Do you think if you're having a boy, it has a big dick?
It's heavier in the womb.
I'm having a girl, and it does have a big dick.
Whoa. Boy, you should look into that.
See?
We need to pick name tags, you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, go out there. Find one that you like.
All right.
The pickings look kind of... Well, that's a big one over there. What does it say?
Can I say that I have a web series called RVC?
Sure.
Okay. Well, you heard it.
What?
It's on rides.tv.
Oh, okay.
When I asked you to do it, remember you said name? You said no way.
I did?
Yeah, you said, "Fuck you, TJ, forever." And you actually threw a lit cigar in my face that you weren't even smoking. I stood there and watched you light it as you threw it, and then you threw it at me. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't smoke cigars. I just light them on fire and throw them at people. Jason's having a debate about a name tag, and TJ can't find a name on his either.
It's Christopher Cross.
What is it? You didn't even put it on here?
Oh, wait,
it fell off.
Oh, the name tag part fell off.
I got a record too, Jason.
Hey, man.
This means we're true record friends.
Hey, man.
Now, loan me $5,000. Somehow that's
I didn't, totally didn't notice you get that record. Is that what everybody does? Like, oh, fuck, I forgot a name tag. I'll just go to Counterpoint and buy a record.
This one's my favorite movie, the soundtrack to my favorite film, The Sting.
Yeah.
The Sting is your all-time
favorite? All-time favorite.
All-time?
I think across the board, I think.
For real?
Yeah, if you put the score and the story and the acting, writing, everything, I think it's the best movie ever made.
So who are you playing for then? Who is The Sting? Tim.
Tim the Sting Joplin, they used to call him in college.
I can't imagine that's true.
He could fuck standing up. They did that thing to him in the womb where they pressed him against the spine of his mother. Guys, I'm sorry I'm
so
here.
Jealous.
It's like we have a callback machine on stage tonight. Jason?
Doug!
Yes. Just wake me up.
Response,
wake me up every once in a while.
In response to you asking me to get a name tag, I went out in the audience and I found this Christopher Cross record. Produced by Michael O'Martian, a Free Flow production.
Are you going to read all the liner notes?
There's about 300
The tracks are Say You'll Be Mine, I Really Don't Know Anymore, Spinning, Never Be the Same,
so good.
Poor Shirley.
Poor Shirley, which was the prequel to Curly Sue.
Ride Like the Wind. The Light Is On. Sailing.
Yes.
Ride Like a Wind and Sailing are both big.
And my favorite title, Minstrel Gigolo.
What is that about?
Real title.
That's when he puts on blackface.
That was actually about sailing.
Okay, ooh, we got lyrics. I got great news, everybody.
Oh, yeah, one of the lyrics
I got great
Minstrel
news
Gigolo.
For Minstrel Gigolo.
Drums.
You're the minstrel gigolo, don't you know? You sing your songs of love so soft and low, and they want you more and more. All the young and lonely girls wait for you there by the backstage door.
It's weird when it doesn't have any melody.
And they're hoping to be the one. And when you start to sing, you will be their everything. And when you start to sing, every woman will open up her heart and let you in.
They don't That's even say it. Minstrel That's just like, or gigolo.
Is that, like, but yes, they did. The first fucking line is, you're the minstrel gigolo.
I was sleeping next to Doug.
As my good friend Lennon here says, listen.
I haven't seen that.
Those lyrics are like wishful thinking. That's like a guy that's like,
it's not wishful thinking. It's the power of suggestion.
I'm a gigolo.
And he's basically like,
I'm telling you, I am.
Meet me by the back door. I'm Christopher Cross. I'm lonely.
He did look like a
because
lion.
Poor Shirley left me, and I declare this plan in the name of me.
Lennon.
Yo.
Who are you playing for?
Todd.
Todd.
It's just a bag with a sharp. I think it's got a s'mores cupcake inside of it. Yeah. I can tell there's.
Oh, I have a. Chris.
Wonder if there's
Christopher.
Drugs in there.
Do you have an? What's it? A shithead? That's what it is, right?
A what?
Isn't it a shithead?
Tim didn't even
What's
put
an
his
asshole?
Name
on. Oh, yeah, he'll have to. It's shithead, yeah.
He's just right. Shithead
he'll have
no?
to come tell me one at the end. Oh, I think okay. There's one in the back of the bag, but the other two.
Yeah, that's why I was
Tim
asking.
Will,
yeah.
too.
So if you lose, then he'll have to come over here.
I didn't read it out loud.
He'll jot it down.
Guys,
that's
I want
very
you to.
Conscientious
can
of
everybody
you.
Just go home and just listen to some Christopher Cross tonight? Because honestly, he's got.
Is it true that your daughter was conceived during
such
the playing of this record?
That's right. That's right. During Ride Like the Wind.
But all the tracks sound like Jason's just saying them. There's no music. Yeah. It's just like riding across the wind apart.
It's the opposite of a karaoke album that just has the track and no lyrics. It's all just right. me, no music, reciting like lyrics like bad poetry.
Because I've got nowhere to go.
Sailing. It's not far down to paradise. At least it's not for me. And if the wind is right, you can sail away and find tranquility. Oh, no. The canvas can do miracles. Just you wait and see.
Yeah.
Believe me. It's not...
It's
She's
not far
your
down.
Pregnant dancer.
She's really
dancer for money.
I like it better than
so
his
good.
Real music.
I agree,
readings.
By the way.
I do.
Let's put this out as a record.
Yeah, if you're a parent,
are you financing records?
That's what I've been doing.
Jason Mantzoukas reads Christopher Cross.
It's a new podcast. Seriously, I feel like people would download
that. $12.99 an episode.
I feel like if I just every week read a new Christopher Cross song, people would. I feel like people would just. It's that's all it is. The entire length of it takes me to read one is the length of the podcast.
It's like 15 seconds.
Yes. Yeah. Each podcast costs $100.
Good idea. Monetize it immediately.
Right?
Because
oh, I'm gonna fucking do
it's
this.
That great.
It's sort of a, you know, it's a status thing. If you have the whole thing.
Yep. You're if like, you're a completist.
Yeah. It's like Armani Exchange. Exactly.
How
like
is it?
Armani
is it?
Exchange.
I'm going to need an explanation.
What do? You just walk in there and give them some stuff and they give you new stuff?
Yeah.
I'm in.
Buffalo Exchange? Is that what you mean?
No.
Armani Exchange.
Yeah, you're paying for the status of wearing the thing that says Armani, so the money is for the status, not for the actual product.
Wow.
I mean, I didn't want to
say
that.
Did we all fall asleep just now?
I didn't want to say
like,
it.
Are we in a dream scenario?
I was like, I'd rather be awake right
Doug,
now.
Doug, I also saw the best movie of the year, Searching for Sugar Man. It's a terrific documentary.
Oh, my husband downloaded that album.
Oh, it's good. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. The music is
I
terrific.
Downloaded Jason reciting the lyrics to that album.
Sugar Man.
Sugar Man.
Where are you, Sugar Man? Where are you going, Sugar Man?
Yeah, he became like huge somewhere after...
South Africa.
Yeah, after kind of being...
And he's just like a construction worker in Detroit.
Yeah. And but now he's big enough there that I assume that that's part of the fun of the movie
yes.
is that he can...
Probably, yeah, everybody thinks
probably
he's
make
dead.
A living entertaining them
yes.
down there.
Makes two records in like the late 60s, early 70s. Everybody thinks he's dead. He becomes like the Elvis of South Africa. They think he's like as huge as Elvis. He's like a construction worker in Detroit. They find out he's not dead. He's alive. Spoiler alert. And then he plays to like stadiums full of people and his mind implodes.
That's like that homeless guy that had that radio voice in Detroit on the
yep.
side of the road. And then he got like a job. For
yep.
one day.
Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, it's exact.
That was Ryan
exact
Seacrest.
Same story.
Yep.
It's the it's exact like, same story.
It's the same guy.
That was Detroit, too, I think.
Columbus.
No, Columbus. Thank you for correcting me. Columbus. All right.
Okay, Lennon will go first. You get to pick a category. And then we'll go to Jason and then to TJ, who's TJ's already...
Gives me panic attacks.
He's already having a panic attack.
At night, I think about it.
Thank God we have some natural calm.
Oh, thank you.
Put some of that in your water, and I think you'll be good to go.
Raspberry lemon flavor.
Yeah.
That's actually good, because I've been just grinding raspberries and lemons into my melatonin drink.
I mean, I think you're going to love this.
Balances out your calcium. That drink does.
Dad, you know what? I said at the beginning, thank God, because my calcium is crazy out of whack.
You know, that there balances out the calcium.
My calcium, I'm just growing extra bone in places.
I have horns.
Lennon, would you like...
Yes.
At Diarrhea Volcano suggested...
Oh, I thought that was a topic.
No.
I love that.
Movies with a diarrhea in a volcano. No. Suggested Wreck-It Rafe. And that's movies where Rafe Fiennes has sex. So you can narrow it down. It's not the Harry Potter films.
That guy's funnier than his username suggests.
Celebrating a birthday today is Jeff Bridges, so the films of Jeff Bridges. Or at Martin Urbano suggested Baby, It's Cold Outside. And that, of course, is movies where someone freezes to death.
I'm going to go with Wreck-It Rafe.
All right.
Wow.
Rafe wrecked it in this movie. Leonard Maltin gives it 3.5 stars. It's from 1996, and Leonard calls it mesmerizing. And he also says that it's an exceptional achievement all around. And he lists nine names total. How many names do you think you can guess it in? LP.
Two.
All right, so we go to Jason. She only thinks she needs two. Jason only thinks he needs one name. What are you going to do with that, TJ?
Jesus. Oh my fucking God. Oh, Ray.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to say name that movie.
All right, so I give you one name.
Yeah.
And then you're going to confidently name it. Your one name is Kevin Whaley.
No doy.
Oh, shit. No doy.
And the movie is called?
The English Patient?
That's right!
Yay!
Did you know it too? Lennon knew it too. Yeah. Some aggressive play right out of the gate there. That's
boom!
Exciting. We'll start with Lennon again, but this time we'll go to TJ to switch the order around. Lennon gets to choose, though, between at Wendy D, D-E-E, 8. Wendy D, 8 suggested, me. And that's...
Is that a certain kind of italics?
Movies. See, put little notes on either end. That's movies that have the word me in the title. At Wiggly Wigs suggested Molar Express. And that's movies that have dentists in them. And the King of Pancakes category, the number one movie 10 years ago to this very date. Number one movie 10 years ago, movies with me in the title or dentist movies.
Molar Express.
Movies with dentists. Would you like a dentist movie from 1976? 1986 or 2008?
86.
All right. 2.5 stars from Leonard. He calls this movie very entertaining. He also says it has super duper special effects.
Breathe. You gotta breathe.
That's enough. What I say? Very entertaining and super duper special effects. And he lists 9 names and has some sort of dentistry in there somewhere. How many names do you think you can get it in out of 9?
9.
It's a strong opening bid. TJ?
I'd say name that movie.
What?
Right.
You can't do it in less than 9?
Why not? Does it say somewhere in the constitution of this game that I can't? Jason?
Well, it says you're not playing against, a Rock or Pete Holmes. You're playing against a person that's thinking for two right now.
Have you started a feud with Pete Holmes? By the way, if there's a podcast feud between you and Pete Holmes, I am in.
No, we have fun. We had a good time on that show.
That was a real train wreck.
That's what I smoked before. A little train wreck. So you really want to say to her name that have all the names, the entire cast.
Let me hear the description again. Is that what you want to do?
Very entertaining.
Yeah.
And super duper special effects and dentists. Dentist.
What year?
Dentai.
86, guys.
I can do it in 8 names.
All right.
That was a close one. Jason?
I can do it in 3 names.
Let's see. Came to play.
Now it's my turn?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta go
less than 3.
You stinker.
He does. He has good bluffing eyebrows, though. They really. Look at him.
Name that movie.
Ooh.
All right.
Is she allowed to do that?
Do you really want your 3 names?
Or my 3 names? Do you think my 3 names are going to matter?
Sure. All
right.
Sure.
Your 3 names are Levi Stubbs.
Yep.
Yep.
Bill Murray.
Okay.
And Christopher Guest.
Okay.
What's it called?
I think I know.
I'm not positive, but I'm going to go with Little Shop of Horrors.
That's correct.
I would have gotten that.
Can I guess?
Jason's our winner. That was amazing.
Can I guess?
Nicely done.
Special effects.
It's only because
Frank
Oz was just on something talking about the special effects and how they spent over $1 million on the ending of that movie, and it's just the giant plants, blah, blah, blah. And in the end of the movie, everybody dies. And so they were like, oh no, you can't end the movie this way. So they had to reshoot a whole new ending and throw away like this multi-million dollar ending that they had. Great story. He told it better, but...
So the special effects,
I was like, oh, I bet it's a Little Shop of Horrors.
That's good. I thought that's what the movie was, but then special effects threw me because I was like, there's just a puppet.
Was the 1976 movie Marathon Man?
What? Yeah, I'm sure it was probably in there. That's a good dentist movie.
That's a good dentist movie.
For sure. All right, so Jason won, and Todd wrote a shithead on the back of his that's very complicated. And where's Tim, the Sting guy? If you can come over here and write down a shithead for me to say at the end of the show.
Come on over, Tim. I'm sorry.
There you go, dude. Just write it down.
I'm sorry for what happened, Tim.
You can write. Oh, you don't have to deface
Tim
your
seems cool.
Album. Oh, okay. All right.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Tim, Jesus, you're throwing fucking really, ends up
you
here.
You don't have to be such
hostile
a
behavior.
Could
you come pick this up? I can't believe.
You smell of
Why'd
gin
you just
and
throw
anger.
Shit all over the floor?
Fine. Whatever.
Like,
it's pretty simple.
I'm Tim.
Oh, wait a second.
I am Tim.
He really did come back. Now I feel like an asshole.
Get out of here, Tim. Jesus Christ.
Good job, Tim. All right, and where's
Christopher?
Yeah,
turn
where's
this
Christopher
into a little
at?
Shop of horrors.
Come get your prizes, Christopher. Got a bag full of stuff. It's more copies of TJ's extended EP than anyone in the world will ever own.
Don't forget his
Nerdish shirtist.
And your natural calm.
Oh, wait.
And there's a brochure that
brochure about natural calm.
The brochure
calm.
Will kind of tell you a little more about the product and what it can offer to your life.
Enjoy it.
Thanks for being
You're
with
welcome.
Us.
Does he get a shithead or no?
No, your guy won the prizes, so.
Oh, I see.
Why would he get a consolation prize?
I didn't realize it was an either or.
Yeah, it is. The shithead thing is a pretty good
It's in the Constitution.
So some people would rather win that than the bag of stuff.
Both of those gentlemen have on great cardigans that are sort of half sweatshirt, half, and women like those, so good job.
And yours had buttons on the shoulders.
Epaulettes.
That's what those are called?
Yeah.
What are they called?
Epaulettes.
Epaulettes? Ugh. You're gonna give me a. You have a seizure. I'm having an.
Are we really
seizure.
Watching you learn right now? Epaulets.
With
are
all
you?
The joy and wonder of a naive toddler.
Have you just gone through life calling them shoulder buttons?
I've been calling them shoulder straps for the tip taps. I say it every time.
So, well, for somebody who doesn't like a lot of syllables and stuff, that's a lot longer than epaulets.
Yeah, but I can sing it so I can remember.
Do you want to just like come with me and I can pretend that you're my child for a while and we can, I can,
you
like,
can practice.
Both yeah. of you can learn.
It's but your child's going to be a daughter.
That's right.
A female
but
woman
with a
child.
Penis, so I think it works out.
So I'll wear a wig. I have a lot of different types of wigs.
Great. So do I. I have a whole closet full
you?
Of wigs. Yeah.
Well, we'll get together. We'll look at some wigs. We'll figure out what works for you.
Guys, right. I smell a podcast.
$150.
I think you're smelling this one right now.
I'm selling this podcast. This podcast wigs. Called Screw You, Pete Holmes.
Take or leave it. You made it weird, Pete. You made it weird.
Right now, Pete's like, I can't believe they're talking about me so much on this podcast.
Yeah, but he's jacking off so furiously. And looking at a picture of himself just of a couple of minutes ago.
You guys have all been on his show, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we all made it weird, yeah.
Cool, cool.
Doug sounds ecstatic. Yeah, we've all made it weird, yeah.
I don't know how weird I made it. I don't know. He didn't get much out of me.
I taught Pete
really
Holmes Improv 101.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Where? Here?
In New York.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Was he funny?
Yeah.
He used to be an improviser before he was a stand-up.
Yeah. He's always been funny.
Yeah. Sorry, I got...
Probably not good in scenes, though, with partners. So much.
Did he monopolize? He says
we
he
were working on it.
That was a troubleshooting area for him.
We're really working on his physicality because he's very stiff. He gets in his head about his physicality, so mm-hmm. I had to get up and work it out.
With him.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. No, you, once you've seen his impressions, then you go, oh, well, then we should just listen to those impressions. Like he does, it's just the voice that he does when he does people.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's perfect for podcasting.
He's a funny guy. No, I'm just friends with him. I started off doing comedy with him.
Oh, God, I hope this isn't one of those things where he dies tonight. And,
then
this gets out there before I can stop it.
I paid someone to kill him tonight. This was sort of my segue into talking about him in memorandum.
Where can people pay to see you, T.J. Miller?
Wait, in memorandum?
See, it's a short memo. You didn't get it, obviously.
In memorandum...
I will remember you.
I was with you that night. You got arrested and you kept insisting on your getting your Miranda rights. So what do you got to plug? Anything to plug?
Yes, for free. You can go to rides.tv/RVC and see a new online series that if you put in your phone number, if you want to, or connect it to your Facebook.
That sounds
so,
very complicated.
No, it's pretty fun. It's about the second lowest rated home shopping network. And we've got
what
a lot
is
of
it? Rides.tv.
Yeah. It's like a new kind of technology.
Cool.
Come and check it out.
I will.
RIDES.
.tv.
/RTR.
RVC.
RVC. Oh, that's RVC good. Like QVC.
Yeah. But one letter lower.
Mm hmm.
As I look at all of those letters
PRQ.
As statuses.
Right.
Mm hmm. So is
A and X being at the very top.
There's nobody in the world that knows exactly where to go after that plug. There is no listener that got a pen.
You know what? There's nobody. There's definitely nobody who is like, oh, that's right. That when I listened to that podcast a couple of days ago, I wanted to look up TJ's thing. Oh, it's rides.tv /RPS.
Just Google biggest jackass in the history of anything. And then it'll come up.
And Pete Holmes' podcast will come up.
Yeah! Water on the stage,
my
yeah!
God damn, look at the catastrophe that you've allowed.
I will drink your milkshake. I love that we're just... did you just do Bane?
No, it was my terrible Daniel Plainview. It was my impression of...
Lincoln.
Pete Holmes. Oh. Yes. I was waiting for him to order a milkshake the whole movie. It would have been
I drink a milkshake. God, fuck him.
Which one?
Daniel Plainview.
Okay. He's an annoying fictional character. Jason, what do you got going on? How did this get made?
How did this get made? Is a podcast I do.
The League. Yeah.
The League on FX, Thursdays at sometime. 10, I believe.
Some time of wonderful.
Some time of evening. Some time of wonderful. Yes, it is.
No.
Nailed it.
I bet you can sing that, but you
Leonard
just
Carl.
Say the words of the song. You got it all wrong, Jason.
Oh, and you can follow me on Twitter. Oh, wait, I'm not on Twitter.
You're not on Twitter.
Fuck you, Twitter.
Wentz, you can follow. There's a Tumblr that some guy did just for the outfit that Jason wears, the same outfit every day, and he just puts pictures of him wearing the same outfit.
That's true.
It's true. It's called Jason Mantzoukas Style or something like that. It's awesome.
It's called the way.
I didn't explain it very well. If you go to RIDES,
it's a lot of
.tv /style.
What's your plug? When's your current project going to wrap up?
Jess and I are writing something new.
Oh, cool.
But you can watch the old thing that we did that got canceled on Hulu over and over
Best
again.
Best Friends Forever.
That's right.
Really funny show.
And that's it. Twitter
awesome.
Is me, just Lennon Parham, but I'm bad at it. So follow me.
I'll be in Austin, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Los Angeles, Irvine, California, Orlando, Florida, Jacksonville, deets and dates at douglasmovies.com. One more time for all of my guests, TJ Miller, Jason Mantzoukas, and Lennon Parham. Fun show. We'll see you guys next week and next year. And as always, Colin O'Gorman and Cal State Colleges are a shithead. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to take a picture of you guys as soon as I say this killer ending. And The Sting, Part 2, is a shithead.
Whoa!
It is!
It's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.